I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. The Japanese government says workers are close to reconnecting electricity to at least one of its damaged nuclear reactors. That would be a key step toward bringing the crippled Fukushima power plant back under control. It's believed that at least three of the plant's six reactors have had partial meltdowns, and cooling systems for at least two of the plant's spent fuel storage sites have also failed. Japanese officials say there's still no danger to anyone outside the 12-mile evacuation zone. As for the fallout reaching the United States, President Obama sought to reassure Americans this afternoon.
We do not expect harmful levels of radiation to reach the West Coast, Hawaii, Alaska, or U.S. territories in the Pacific. That is the judgment of our Nuclear Regulatory Commission and many other experts.
But many in Japan and elsewhere are not convinced. We begin our coverage with the World's Mary Kay Magstead in Tokyo.
Hiroshi Taka is not a big fan of nuclear power. He's the co-chairman of the Japan Council Against Atomic and Hydrogen Bombs. Concerns about radiation means he also keeps an eye on the civilian nuclear industry. He sees the crisis unfolding this week as a long-overdue wake-up call.
There are some 55 nuclear power plants in Japan in 17 places, and there are many nuclear plants now introducing their plutonium. If the fuel is exploded, the danger of the plutonium is evident.
At least one of the reactors now at risk at the Fukushima Daiichi Complex, number 3, uses plutonium, which can be deadly to humans in even tiny doses. The four minor explosions so far at the plant are not known to have involved any plutonium or uranium fuel, and experts say the chances of such an explosion are extremely low. But there have been significant radiation releases, and there could be more as the crisis unfolds. Right now, crews are working desperately to try to cover exposed spent fuel rods with seawater dumped by helicopter. The 180 emergency workers at the reactors are rotating in and out to minimize their exposure to radiation, but they're already getting doses way above what anyone should. Some have praised them as selfless, possibly sacrificing their health to stop a much bigger disaster. One is Kikami Hajime, a radiation specialist with the Japanese Federation of Democratic Medical Institutions.
This is the first time we have a nuclear power accident in Japan, so we are not prepared. We don't know how to act. Some people think we shouldn't even stay in Tokyo.
But you're still here.
I'm still here, but we have to think about what's the priority. And the priority is to evacuate women and children from near areas.
Hajime says pregnant women and children are most at risk of developing thyroid cancer from radiation exposure, and levels of radiation in the immediate vicinity of the plant have been high. The chairman of the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission yesterday told Congress he thought they were extremely high and has advised a 50-mile evacuation zone. But the Japanese government is sticking to its original 12-mile evacuation zone and telling people a little further out to stay in their homes and keep them sealed. Neither the government nor the plant's owners have released many details on exactly what radioactive isotopes have been released. And that frustrates Dr. Kikame. His organization sent a letter to the government asking for more transparency on the radiation leaks and the possible health risks. Meanwhile, the world watches and reassesses nuclear power. Germany has announced it's decommissioning its older reactors. China, which has 30 reactors and was planning to quickly build another 27, has suspended construction and ordered new safety checks. Others say this crisis is yet another reminder of the need to invest in less risky energy sources. Tim Noonan is campaigns director of the International Trade Unions Confederation in Brussels.
It's time that governments now reverse the decades of underinvestment in renewables and green energy sources, and a really new, determined and very rapid deployment of capital and expertise into that sector needs to be one of the many lessons taken out of this disaster.
Yesterday in Hiroshima, a small group of demonstrators protested against two new nuclear power plants planned for the area, which they feel has had quite enough radiation already. For a growing number of people in Japan and beyond, the era of thinking of nuclear power as an environmentally friendly alternative to fossil fuels may be coming to an end. For The World, I'm Mary Kay Magstead in Tokyo.